Cynthia Brehm's term as county chair was bookended by controversy. Shortly after she took office, a sex scandal involving her husband came to light. And towards the end of her failed re-election effort, the governor and other top GOP officials called for her to resign after she posted a conspiracy theory about George Floyd to Facebook. She also called on people to take off their masks after claiming COVID-19 was, quote, promulgated by the Democrats. She only gathered about a third of total Republican votes in the runoff. Back on Super Tuesday, challenger John Austin defeated her by 100 votes, and in the one-on-one runoff, by more than 10,000. Austin congratulates Brehm on the work she's done and hopes her supporters will stick with him.
We have a lot of healing to do. First, of course, I'll reach out to Cynthia and her supporters. My whole campaign's been about unity and bringing everybody together, and you know, I really hope and expect her people to still be with us because we're all one team when it's all said and done.
He also says he'll provide more resources to local Republican candidates. Brehm did not return TPR's request for comment. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh in Bernie.